Yeah, you know, like I said before, you know, every day I'm, you know, working to get better. And, you know, I think that's all I've been trying to do is I've been trying to make every day a learning process and something to work on, something to get better at.
Yeah, they talk about maybe cutting the swing down. Bruce Bochy has talked about it a little bit, better pitch selection, but not losing your power. Is that easy to do?
You know, no, that's not necessarily what I'm trying to do either. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, I've been working in a cage and working at every little aspect of my swing. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm working on that in particular.
Okay. Well, when you hit them out of the park, they are not wall scrapers, I will tell you that.
Well, yeah. You know, that's it's always nice to, you know, when you get a ball like that.
Competition in camp, when it all started, we're not sure what was going to happen, but I mean, you must feel pretty good now with a couple of weeks to go. You had a good camp.
Yeah, you know, like I said, people have asked about the competition for the whole spring training, you know, and I haven't concerned myself with it then, and I'm not going to concern myself with it now, you know. You know, no matter what way you look at it, you got to go out every day and leave it all on the line, and that's all I really tried to do.
Yeah, well, you've done it quite well, Jared Parker with us. So fans understand what it's like in spring training, and you guys get here early. What's your routine before a game starts? Well, what do you go through?
You know, well, spring training is much different from, you know, the regular season. So I have a completely different routine than the regular season. Spring training, yeah, you know, obviously it's pretty early days. So, you know, get to the field pretty early and get my work in to get my body ready, you know, get some breakfast. And then I like to get in the cage early and, you know, get my swings in and then just get ready for the day.
A lot of people my age or your age work out. And, you know, what do you do for a workout to get your body ready?
Well, you know, we obviously have a strength coach who's got workouts set up for us. So I kind of go by whatever workout they tell me to do. And then when it comes to physically in the mornings, you know, I just like to get some stretching in, get roll out, things like that.
Is it weightlifting for you? Is it a treadmill for you? And what does Carl have you doing as your training?
Carl has me on the treadmill a little bit, but mostly weightlifting. I'm big into weightlifting. I think that's key to not necessarily for strength, but just to maintain your body throughout the long season.
The WBC is going on, and it's been a lot of fun to watch it. Have you been watching it?
Yeah, definitely. I saw Adam Jones catch last night, and that was really awesome. You know, it's really, really cool to see, and, you know, that's something I'm really proud of. You know, I want to, you know, my father was in the Air Force for 20 years, and so to be able to represent your country is really something special.
Yeah, and your teammates, I mean, for Brandon Crawford has been terrific, and Posey had the home run the other day, and I don't know, for the Giants, it's pretty good.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome. You know, they're obviously great players. I wouldn't expect anything less from them, you know.
Well, it's interesting to see the nationalism of the other countries, and I wonder, you know, and I thought about it. I said, well, you know, it's so intense when they come back to their teams. Is there, you know, do they just come back to, okay, now we're all Padres again or Royals again? I don't know, because there is an intensity going on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's definitely very prideful, and you know, there's no messing around when it comes to the World Baseball Classic. How they handle it afterwards. I'm not sure. I'm sure they got to keep it light and just have some playful banter.
All right. As it's having Johnny Cueto in camp, he walked in today to the Chance of USA.
I wasn't there for that. I would have enjoyed that. But I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure he took it with a smile and you know, just kept on going about his business.
The other day, Michael Morse hit one over the batter's eye here at Scottsdale Stadium. As you and I look out there, 430 feet, and what's it about, maybe 40 feet high. You did it. And it was funny because as I talked about it on the air, I said, well, Michael Morse did it, but I'll tell you, the last guy who did it, and that was you. What a shot that was. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was years ago. I think when I was playing, the wind was, it was hurricane wind, so Morse's ball was definitely much more impressive. It was on a line. It just looked like a 9-iron got drove right over that wall.
Jared Parker with us. Jared, the biggest challenge in the outfield for you, and is it going back on the ball, playing that left field corner? They always say that's a tough corner to play with the caroms, coming in on a ball, calling off the shortstop. What's the biggest challenge you have?
You know, AT&T Parks, definitely, you know, with the wind, I would say that's the biggest challenge, you know, in San Francisco. You know, the wind can be blowing one way one inning and another way the other inning. So it's always a, you know, difficult process to try to take care of that.
Yeah, the wind is an issue there. One last thought for you. Facing lefties, different, of course, facing righties, the ball comes at you a different way. They may work you differently. What's your approach on lefties, if it is any different?
You know, it's not much different. You know, I think the key to lefties is just repetition and consistency. You know, it's you know, obviously when you get at bats against them, you can get into a rhythm and a routine just like anybody else. And I think that's the key.
Yeah. Well, as I said when we opened the show, you know, we get a lot of calls about you. You've been a real pleasant, I don't even say surprise, but you've been a pleasant part of the camp. And I imagine you got to feel pretty good about that. I mean, we all want to accomplish things in life, and when things go well for us, you got to feel good.
Sure. Yeah. You know, definitely feels good. But you know, honestly, I'm you know, I'm here to, you know, help the Giants win a World Series. So it's a battle every day, you know. So I'm gonna, you know, obviously I'm, you know, excited about this, but I'm looking to help the team, you know, every day throughout this entire season to, you know, to for the end goal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right. Pleasure having you on Sunday, and good to see you. And as I say, it's been a lot of fun watching you knock a few of these out of the park and play good defense too. You got to play defense here.
No doubt. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That's Jared Parker. More coming up. KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.